There's nobody out there. And they all want to go rent a chair anyway. And I need you to hear me that that story is the most expensive lie in our industry. I'll say it gently because I've been through this, but I do need to say it. Five-star team members work for five-star salon brands. And the talent that you attract is a mirror of the brand that you've built to date. If they're not applying to you, then they don't know you, they don't see you because they can't desire to work for you because you're invisible to them. Welcome to the Salon Owners Collective podcast. Now, if we haven't met, my name is Larissa. I'm the founder of the Salon Owners Collective and the Salon Mastery Program. And I spent 20 years owning a large format salon. I had 30 in the team. And I want to talk to you today about something that I've been quietly furious about for the last 12 months. And if you've heard yourself say, or you've heard another salon owner say, there's just no one out there in the last 6 months or the last 12 months, well, here's my message. You need to stop because I have to tell you it's not true. There is no stylist and therapist shortage. It's just not true. What there is, though, is a salon problem, and we need to talk about it. So let me set the scene first, because if you're listening to this on a Tuesday morning, for example, getting ready for a day, serving clients on the floor, or maybe you're in the car and you're dropping the kids off and you're on the way to the salon, there's a really good chance of one of these being true for you right now. So you've got an open column, or you're about to be, because Susan just resigned after 6 years of being a fully booked stylist. Maybe she's a therapist, and you're back on the recruitment roundabout. I know it's real, and I know you feel the pain of that because I've been there too. She resigned, so you quickly posted an ad, we're recruiting, we're hiring, and you probably got nothing. And you've gone back to being full-time on the floor, serving all of the clients. And probably you can feel the resentment building. Like you're just a little bit snappier with the team. Maybe you're a bit snappier with the kids. And you're working harder than you know you should. And you're starting to forget what it felt like when you weren't doing this, being on the mouse wheel and the churn. And I know the story that you've been telling yourself, because I told myself that story once too. And I know that the industry at large is agreeing with you that recruitment and finding good people or any people is just hard right now. Like there's nobody out there and they all want to go rent a chair anyway. And I need you to hear me that the story, that story is the most expensive lie in our industry. Now, 75% of stylists and therapists right now are passively open to moving salons. That means that they're currently employed, probably with you or with somebody else, like they've got a job, but they're watching, they're scrolling Instagram, and they're stalking salons in their city, in your city. They're quietly deciding which salon they decided to consider to go to one day, when the right time and the right vibe and the right feeling comes along. Like they're not on Seek or Trade Me or Indeed and looking at the recruitment sites. They're on your feed. Well, they're actually on your feed and they're getting your stuff, hopefully. And right now, they're not applying at your salon. And that's the first thing that I want you to take away from this episode. Until it lands, nothing else I say today will make sense. If you're not getting applications, whether you're advertising and looking and you're hiring right now or not, it's not that no one's applying, they're just not applying to you. Let me give you an example. Inside of Salon Mastery, we have salon owners who are recruiting. They're taking on people. They're having to choose between applicants, and sometimes they take on two. Now, why does this matter? Because when you don't get applications, it's really easy to go into panic mode. Now, it might not be an outward panic, although sometimes it probably is, but that panic mode, and rightly so, like I totally get it. But when you're in panic mode, you actually risk hiring the wrong person. And the wrong hire, the one that, you know, that you bring in because you just had to fill a chair, you had to fill that empty spot or that empty column, otherwise there's a hole, you know, like she left and now it's empty. There's a really high cost to that, to doing that. And I reckon, I did the math, it costs between $7,500 to $15,000. And that's just an immediate hard costs. And I'm not being dramatic about this. That's the actual number when you stack up the cost of onboarding, the recruitment cost, the costs of mistakes that they make on your clients and the redos and your time and training and onboarding. And actually, when I annualized that cost, it actually came out to be about somewhere between 90 to 150K a year in total cost when you hire the wrong person. Now, that cost over the year includes loss of income. Let me tell you what I mean by that. Like someone who's not making target each week, like they're not covering their own wages, or they're covering their wages, but they're not actually in profit for the business. That loss of income, here's a scenario. Like maybe there's a low performer, which you can expect them to be a low performer for the first six, probably 12, and at a stretch, 18 weeks. But maybe if they're doing about $2,000 a week, but you know that you've got people in your business that are doing $5,000, well, there's a loss of about $3,000 a week of what they could be, should be, and would be doing. Make sense? And do you know that team member who they just can't build a client base? And after a year, they're still not fully booked. And even worse, 2 years. And they're still gappy. Like, where did those clients go? That loss, if you think about $2,000 or $3,000 a week of lost revenue compounded over, let's say, 48 weeks, because they're going to have leave anyway, like, where did those clients go? Where did they go and why are they not coming to your brand? It's just loss, loss, loss. So you've got hard cost loss and you've got loss of potential revenue. It's costing you. And we haven't even talked about the cost of team morale. You know, that is where you bleed the most, when everybody has to cover for them. And the cost of your best senior stylist who quietly starts updating your CV because you brought in someone that actually doesn't carry their weight or brings down the value of the brand. Brand value, it's everything. And let me tell you this, five-star talent, like the good stylists and therapists that you would call five-star quality, they don't want to work in a team that of below average people. That's why your good people outgrow you and they leave just when they finally become high producers and they become profitable. So I actually want to say, like, having nobody is better than having the wrong person. Now stay with me, because this is where it gets a little bit tricky. If 75% of stylists and therapists are passively open to working in another salon and they're watching, and I'm not talking about your people, I'm talking about other people watching, and they're watching all of the salons and they're not applying at your salon, then the next question is, why is nobody applying at your salon, right? That's the question that we're not actually asking ourselves. Why aren't they choosing you? Because they are looking and they are considering. And so when you put the ad out, why are they not jumping on it? And to the answer to this one, in my own experience of owning a salon, so I'll say it gently because I've been through this, but I do need to say it. Five-star team members work for five-star salon brands. And the talent that you attract is a mirror of the brand that you've built to date. You know, externally, people see your online presence, your feed, they look on the web, and internally, what your existing team is saying about you in the marketplace, on Facebook, and the WhatsApp group chats that they're part of, when they go to events, you know, where stylists and other people at, like, word gets around. They go to, we call it Polytech, but, you know, where they go and train to be an apprentice. Like, they are in the community, trust me. and you don't get five-star applicants by paying more alone. You get five-star applicants by being chosen. They choose to apply with you. So before I share just a little secret, I wanted to speak to that paying more. I think as an industry, we run the risk of being desperate and paying too much for people who don't deserve it because we want to have anybody. And we think we're paying a lot for five-star people because they're going to be really good. But if they come for money alone, by default, they're not a five-star person. So the last thing I want you to sit with is that you can't sell a secret. And if your culture is great and you can't tell from your Instagram feed, from your external communication, website, Instagram, you know, the stuff that people can see, because Instagram's the window inside of your soul, inside of your salon, right? And if your team loves working there, but you can't tell, nobody can see, it's a secret. If your apprentice is getting world-class training and nobody knows because they can't tell, it's a secret. And if you're paying well and you've built a career pathway and you stand for something strong and there's purpose in the work that you do and none of that is visible from the outside, whether it's Instagram or it's your reputation in the industry, because your reputation will precede you. People are talking about you. You just don't know it because you're not in the room. But the conversation that they're having about you, when you're not there, that is your reputation. So the right people can't choose you because they can't see you. You can't sell a secret. Hey. It's me again. I just wanted to interrupt and jump in here quickly to say thanks for listening to the podcast. I really appreciate you being here. Just one question though. If you are listening to this episode and thinking, oh my God, this is me, but I'm just not sure what to do, well, don't worry. I've got some strategies for you. The Salon Mastery Program will help you develop and implement 100K team, 100K mindset, strategies and steps designed to help you lead your team to enjoy 100K careers and install the 100K mindset and motivation so you can help build that inside of your team. The systems, the processes to master the 100K day so you can build the $1 million salon. So I want to invite you to join me for a complimentary $1 million strategy call. We'll discuss your business, your role in the business. Let's see if I'm the right person to help you grow your business and your team. Together, we can reach the $1 million mark. All you need to do is click the apply now button in the show notes of this very episode. You're welcome to book a time, a strategy call. We'll have a chat. All right, that's enough for me. Let's get back to the episode. So this really landed for me. Like, I remember the moment it landed for me. I guess not only for Salon Owners Collective, but primarily for my salon, because I did live through this. And in my own salon, I was a column down. I was a stylist short. A stylist, she'd left me. She'd gone back to the UK. She'd spent a couple of years in New Zealand. And I learned that the hard way because I was posting ads, we're hiring, and nothing. Like, I remember those days. And I got a few applications, but they weren't even from the country. They didn't necessarily speak English. And I was like, you can't work here. You can't talk to my customers. And I scrolled through my own salon's online and social presence, just like a stylist would, right? Because this is typical. This is how the workforce in our industry look. Most owners, when they come and join, and I get a chance to talk to them in, when they want to join Salon Mastery, like one of the things we do is review their social marketing. But, you know, no behind the scenes, not a shot of training or culture or communicating out to the world like what this brand is about, and not a visual representation or a strong story about what is it like to work here, you know, from the outside. Like, we can't see any of it. It's just backs of heads, before and afters, backs of heads, skin before, skin after, hair before, hair after. And I'm like, ah, Like, it means that when we run that emergency ad, like, oh my God, she's just resigned and I need to fill that spot. And we put that on top of an empty brand that speaks to clients about befores and afters and that's it. There's no story. Then we wonder why we post and we try to get out there that we're recruiting, but you get nothing back. It's because your social, digital, and local presence is dead. It's lacking. So if 75% of stylists and therapists right now are passively open to moving to a different salon, that means that they're employed now, they've got a job now, but they're watching. And they're scrolling Instagram anyway, and they're stalking salons in their city. Like, they're looking, whether it's with the intent of inspiration to start with, or they're just kind of quietly thinking about it. They're quietly deciding which salon that they're going to consider one day when the time is right. You know, I'm not talking about this tiny percentage of people that are actively looking on Seek, Trade Me, Indeed, or whatever your ad site is. They're on your feed now, looking. And when they finally are ready, if they're not applying to you, then they don't know you. They don't see you because they can't desire to work for you because you're invisible to them. Now, I know that you're listening to this and you're like, okay, Riz, like, tell me how. And I want to, but I feel like it's like it deserves more than this podcast, because how you do that deserves a good, decent chunk of time. Like it's a 90-minute workshop. And there's a workbook and there's the activity that we need to do. Like, we need to do the work together in real time. It's not a 12-minute episode that you half listen to in the car, which is great for inspiration, but not getting shit done. So this is where we go next. I would love to put on a workshop for you that you can join me and see how we've installed the system with hundreds of salons across Australia, New Zealand, UK, Canada, US. And this is something called the Always Recruiting Salon. And I'm running a workshop inside of Salon Mastery very soon. And I thought, I'm going to invite you, listeners, to the podcast, because there's a lot of you who have been following along and listening for a long time. And I know that you're considering working with us. And you're just not quite sure, but you're scrolling and you're listening, you listen to the podcast. And I want to give you a little window, a snippet into our world, just like you're going to do for your potential future team members. So it's on the 26th of May, like it's next week from the date that this was published. And you should come. Like, this is your invitation. You'll walk away with, well, at the end of the 90 minutes, you'll walk away with three things in your hand. And I'm going to make 5 spots available for guests. So that could be you. You've been thinking about working with us. You're not really sure. You'd love to see what it looks like on the inside. And I want to give you a sneak peek inside of our world. And so this is your invitation. You're going to walk away with, number one, we're going to do an audit. Like, let's audit how you're doing things, and look at exactly why you're not getting applications. So we're going to do that first. Number two, we're going to create a working recruitment ad. Not something that you'll get to next week, like a real ad written in real time. We'll do it together with the specifics, and that's actually going to help you pull in the right person, not just any person, by the way. And number three, we're going to talk about Always Recruiting Plan. Like, we're going to map it out so you're not no longer a secret, but a brand that people are queuing up to work for. Like, the goal is for you to have a wait list of good people that you can bring on when you need to. And if you've been telling yourself that there's no one out there, well, I'm not mad at you. I've just been secretly mad at the industry for having this narrative. It's not true. The whole industry has been telling each other that for years. Like, it's comfortable to do that because it's easy to blame the industry rather than go, well, I'm in my own brand. I'm going to take my own, take the bull by the horns and do something about it myself. Do you know? Because it's not true and it's costing you a lot. It's costing you, you know, $90,000, $100,000, up to $150,000 a year when you can't fill a column. So you don't have a recruitment problem. You have a brand problem. So we're going to fix the brand. We're going to fix the ad, and the right people are going to show up. And that's what we're doing on the 26th of May, 2026. I would love you to join me. The workshop link, like how you can come and join me, is in the show notes of this episode. But to be fair, it's everywhere. It's on the website. It is on in the bio of Instagram. It's on Facebook. It's in all of the places. And if you get stuck, you know, just DM me. I'll send it your way. So I'll leave that link in all of the places. And I want to say that is a wrap from me. I look forward to seeing you next week on the workshop. Otherwise, I'll see you on the podcast, same time, same place next week. Ciao for now.